Summer Sundays are meant for freshly cut grass, ballpark dogs, and the best baseball talk you can find. So kick back with your bacon and eggs and pour yourself a mimosa while Phillies announcer Greg Murphy and Green Legion Radio's Chris Sack break down your fighting fills and take you around the league right now on Baseball Brunch. Play ball!
Good evening, Philadelphia, and welcome to Bud Light Baseball Brunch powered by Green Legion Radio 102.5, Fox Sports The Gambler 104.1 in the Trenton area, and WDAS AM around the rest of the Delaware Valley, or simply download that iHeartRadio app and you can listen to us anywhere crystal clear worldwide. I am Chris Sack of Green Legion Radio, and I am broadcasting to you from, I guess, you know, my youngest son, Carson. He calls it the playroom, which actually is fitting, because almost 2 years ago, he says it tongue in cheek. He's 3 years old and it the playroom. But I pretty much, when I had COVID and was like on death row for about a week, I was in this room by myself for the whole entire week. So me and my wife, we kind of joke around about it being the playroom slash guest room, but I'm broadcasting to you. We're recording on Wednesday night for our Thursday night show this week. The reason why we're recording early is because game one of the World Series, the 2022 World Series, will be played on Friday evening at 8:03 in Houston, Texas. Right now, I'm riding solo. At some point tonight during the course of this broadcast, I am hoping that Murph will be able to jump on with us and give us some inside scoop down there in Houston. He just got in just maybe about an hour and a half ago, down there with the flight and the hotel and trying to grab dinner somewhere in Houston. So we're hoping to hear from Murph at some point. He texted me, said he's going to try and jump on at some point, during the course of the show. But for right now, you're just going to have to deal with yours truly. And if you are joining us on our StreamYard, whether it's on Facebook Live or it's on our YouTube channel, for the Green Legion or at Green Legion on Twitter, feel free to hop in the room, join us. Sam is on the other side right now taking down times, and I'm going to be sitting here talking pretty much just by myself about the World Series and how excited I am, and with the National League Championship Series and what an unbelievable moment that was the other day. We're going to touch base with everything. And if you have any questions, comments, you want to get involved in the show, please feel free, jump in, hang out with me. I'll answer as many questions as you guys possibly have. Or if you guys have any cool stories about where you were at when the world shook, when Bryce Harper hit that home run, to pretty much put the Phillies into the World Series for the first time in 13 years. Please go ahead, share it with me. I would love to hear from you. But first, this segment is brought to you by our good friends over at State Farm. Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto, and guess what you'll get? That's right. Good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. In fact, State Farm agent Dave Bavuso is your go-to agent for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Dave Bavuso will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 856-740-5012 for your surprisingly great rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Again, that phone number is 856-740-5012, or you can just simply go see him over in Williamstown, New Jersey. Stop by, tell him you said hi, and tell him that, you know, he looks good in a sleeveless shirt. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. All right, so let's go ahead. Let's hit the ground running here, and let's go out of the box, and let's talk about what this means to me. We did our player show, our Green Legion Radio player show on Tuesday night at Live Casino in South Philadelphia, right there in the epicenter of the sports complex. And I will tell you this right now, and I said this last night, Quimby gave me 2 minutes, Dave Spadaro clocked me in at a minute 53. But I want to share what this means to me, on a personal level, and this run that the Phillies are on right now. And it's truly special. Really, if you're a diehard Phillies fan, and you know, even if you're a Philadelphia sports fan, for those of us that live and die with this team every single day for 6 months during the course of a 162 game season, it really is awesome to see what they've been able to do, this team, how they've been able to take these steps to get back to the World Series for the first time in 13 years. I mean, I had a Facebook post about this on Sunday about how 11 years ago when Ryan Howard tore his Achilles and, you know, Roy Halladay lost a 1-0 decision in which he pitched, you know, pitched a complete game against Chris Carpenter. He was absolutely incredible in that game, and he had no run support at all. But he was just absolutely insane what he was able to do that night. And, you know, when Ryan Howard tore his Achilles and my buddy Pat had to pull, you know, pry my cold dead fingers off the railing in the standing room only section of Citizens Bank Park, at that time, we got spoiled. It became commonplace. The Phillies were going to the postseason. You could expect to do it again in 2012. We had done it 5 years in a row, five straight division titles, two pennants won, a World Series title, going back to a World Series in 2009 and losing in six games to the New York Yankees, who had won over 100 games. And that's not, for me, I wasn't heard about that in 2009. I mean, obviously you want to beat the best, and beating the New York Yankees would have meant a hell of a lot. Simply because, you know, they'd been around for a long time. You got to hear their fans and their 27 rings. But if you look at over the last 21 years, there's only one team that's won a World Series title and had the ability to get back to defend their crown the very next season. And that was your 2009 Philadelphia Phillies. Because before that, it was the New York Yankees. And what the Yankees did, and when they, you know, they won in 98, 99, 2000, and they wound up losing to the Diamondbacks. But the Phillies are the only team over the last 21 years that have had the ability to get back the following year to defend their crown. And I know the Giants won, you know, they won every other year, 2010, 2012, 2014. I know the Red Sox have won four World Series titles since the turn of the millennium. I get all that. But I take a lot of pride in the fact that the Phillies were able to get back there and defend their title. 2010 and 2011, they had the best record in Major League Baseball. And during that time, I think we all just expected to get back to the World Series and win another title. And I hear a lot of people talk about that golden era of Phillies baseball. And, you know, obviously we take a lot of pride in it. You know, five consecutive years of the playoffs and everything that I had just said. But I think at some point along the line, as a fan base, we got spoiled and we expected too much. And we just thought it was going to be easy, with people forgetting what it's like to be a Philadelphia sports fan. Nothing is ever easy in Philadelphia. Nothing ever comes easy for us. You know, just look across the board over the last almost 40 years. We've got two titles to our name since the 1983 76ers, the 2008 Phillies and the 2017 Eagles. And even those ones, I mean, the Phillies, I guess you could say in some way it was easy. I mean, we did have to wait 48 hours for game five to finish. I think we all thought at that point when the Rays tied that game at 2-2, and then they put us in a, you know, suspended game, that we were completely screwed. That's how I felt for two consecutive days. I was depressed. I wanted my World Series title. I wanted my championship in my lifetime. But towards the end of that run, all you heard from people was, if they don't win another one, this run is a disappointment. They should have won multiple ones. They should have won two. They should have won three. It's not how it works. You know, getting to the playoffs, yeah, you know, now there's six teams on each side that can get into the playoffs, but it's not that easy to get into the playoffs. At that time, it was only four teams were getting into the playoffs. There was no wild card game with the fifth team that was added in about a decade ago. Now, like back then, it was four teams. It was like, wow, getting into the playoffs, you know, just getting in there is, you know, it's a goal. It's an achievement to get into the playoffs in and of itself, to be one of the eight teams out of 30 Major League Baseball teams to represent with an opportunity to go to the Fall Classic. Things were a lot different back then. But to talk about that era of Phillies baseball and sit there and say it was somewhat of a disappointment because we didn't win multiple titles, I think that's a slap in the face to those guys and the fans that waited all those years to get back into the playoffs and had those opportunities to try and win another World Series championship. But since that point, since 2011, when Ryan Howard tore his Achilles, we didn't have an opportunity. I look back over the last 4 years, the last four Septembers, 2018, 2019, 2020, and 2021, the Phillies had opportunities to get into the playoffs going into those Septembers, and they failed. They had fate in their hands in a couple of those situations, and they failed. And it was depressing. It was disappointing because, but you know, once you kind of get used to that, it's like, okay, you know, it's kind of like making the playoffs. You're just waiting for the Phillies to inevitably fail in September. Aaron Nola is, you know, I've said it on the show the last 2 years, Aaron Nola in September, Aaron Nola in September, Aaron Nola in September. And Murphy said it all along. You know, you don't know if they can, or you don't know if Aaron Nola can do it until he actually does. And I'll tell you what, I look at what we've been through over the last 4 years as Phillies fans, you know, with the team not succeeding in September and not ultimately taking that next step and going into the postseason. The down years of Matt Klentak and Andy McPhail and Gabe Kapler and Joe Girardi, you know, the just failed leadership, you know, that has really just left us at the doorstep, left us at the altar of going into the postseason and having opportunity to do what we've done this year. I honestly think this team is the best rendition of all of that. Of course, obviously. I mean, they were able to get into the playoffs and you see the run they've done. And I said this on the player show. I also look at it like on a personal level. I look at the fact that, you know, almost 2 years ago, and I was joking around at the beginning of the show about the playroom and having COVID and being in this room, this very room, for a whole week by myself with my wife and my kids in the, you know, in the back of the house. And every time I had to get up and go to the bathroom or, you know, take a shower or brush my teeth, I had to avoid my kids. And in that instance, while I was on bed rest with COVID, I developed blood clots in my legs and in my lungs. And if I was my usual stubborn self and I had waited maybe another 2 or 3 days, I might not even be here. I look back at that time in my life and, you know, I'm hearing pulmonary embolism and I'm hearing potential stroke. You know, to me, to look back on that now and almost a couple years later, I didn't know if we were going to be here for this. You know, 2 years ago, you couldn't even go to a game. I mean, we were buying cardboard cutouts and putting them in the stands so the seats weren't completely empty. You know, like I, and for those of you that know me and have known me for a long time, going to games is like my lifeline. There's nothing, you know, my wife, my kids, my family, going to games. That's what my life is. That's what it's always been about. And I didn't have that opportunity to do those things and to go to games and, you know, watching games with cardboard cutouts in the stands. It's not the same. You don't feel alive. You don't feel that in your life. You know, you sit there and then you know, those years that you're going and the ballpark's empty and you're sitting there with your best friends and you're looking around the ballpark and you're looking around and you're going, man, I remember what this place was like years ago when the Phillies were making those runs and how alive this place was. And I can't wait to feel that again. And then, you know, getting my dad back into it this year. And I almost lost my dad at the beginning of the year. My dad had some health concerns at the beginning of the year. You know, he almost suffered from a massive heart attack. You know, but the other night when Bryce Harper hit that home run in game 5 and when the Phillies clinched to go to the World Series for the first time in 13 years and my dad gave me a hug. And he thanked me for reinvigorating his passion and his love for sports. And I could barely hear him at the time. I could kind of understand what he was saying to me, but I wasn't really sure. But I asked him when we got back to the car. And he said, you made me feel bad back in the spring when you said you missed having that connection with me. And, you know, he's like, I started to get back into it and get back into it. And now I see the joy in my father's eyes that I've had in my very eyes during the course of this run. And that's what's made this even more special is the fact that I get to share this with my dad, knowing where I've come from, knowing where he's come from, knowing the fact that we've waited this long to get back to this situation, to get back to this opportunity. It's just completely and utterly insane to think about that we're here. And as Phillies fans, as Philadelphia sports fans, appreciate it, love it. Cherish it because we don't get many opportunities like this that come along. So, you know, I know I've been rambling on and on and on. Well, again, hey, listen, this is me on my show talking right now. So I'm just letting you know. Let's see here. Well, Murph's texting me. I can jump on for a few. I'm at restaurant now. Absolutely. Let's get him in here for sure. I'm going to tell him to jump on in about 5 minutes. That way we can get him after break. All right. So, but let's go back. Let's talk a little bit about this National League Championship Series real quick. And then we'll bring on Murph and we'll talk some World Series with him and get some tidbits about the team heading in. But I'll say this. That National League Championship Series right there with what the Phillies just did against the San Diego Padres. Hey, man, I'm going to take the words right out of those fans' mouths. That's what's in. Because what the Phillies did to that team was just completely steal their will to play. I look back at that series, and I was really, really mad after game two. To blow a 4-0 lead like they did in game two and have the opportunity to come home with a 2-0 series lead, coming back to the bank. I thought we had missed out on an opportunity. I thought we were the Padres are a good baseball team. I thought we missed out on an opportunity to eliminate them and take them down at Citizens Bank Park. I did not believe the fact that we were going to take all three because that's difficult to do. We've done it before. We did it in 08, in the World Series. We did it, in the NLCS the following year against the Dodgers. I just didn't think we would be able to do it, knowing that, you know, we saw how Ranger pitched his first start in Atlanta, knowing that was going to be Thor or Bailey Falter starting in game four. I did not know how it was going to work out, and so happy that it turned out to be the way that it did. You know, obviously, Ranger pitched well in his start in game three. Game four, you know, Bailey Falter faltered, no pun intended, or is it intended? But then, you know, we're down 4-0 after the first inning, and our bats come to life, and it's 4-3, and I'm clamoring for them to tie the game because I don't want to get to the back end of their bullpen. And then what happens is you get towards the back end, you get into that game, and we tie it 4-4, and then the very next thing you know, they hit a 2-run shot with Juan Soto. But the very next inning, or at the bottom of that inning, in the bottom of the sixth, Rhys Hoskins hit a 2-run shot to tie the game again. And then here you go, JT on, you know, Bryce hitting the double, up 7-6, you know, us getting the lucky bounce with Castellanos, hitting the ball off the second base and then going to center field, and you have a 2-run lead. Phillies wind up winning 10-6. It's incredible how baseball works sometimes. You know, how when your team is going right, you get all the bounces. You know, the Jerks and Profar check swing from the night before. If you look at any image, he went. But if you talk to San Diego people, I'm sure they would tell you that he didn't. But we got that call and how we got we got that bounce off of second base. It's just insane to think about how we've gotten here. Ryan Helsley in the wild card round, the closer for the Cardinals, hurting himself 3 days before in Pittsburgh, dislocating his finger on his pitching hand. Having a complete meltdown in the ninth inning while we're making that rally to come back and win that game. And that set the table for all of this. The Phillies are 9-2 in the postseason. What a unbelievable run this team is making right now. And it's just, as a Phillies fan, it just makes you damn proud of how they're playing. But Premier Window Cleaning is the leading window cleaning company, Philadelphia and the surrounding areas. Over 30 years experience, they offer commercial, residential window cleaning, pressure washing, parking garage cleaning, graffiti removal, post-construction cleaning. Every employee is trained, certified, and goes through an extensive background check. At Premier Window Cleaning, your satisfaction level needs to be 100%, as no job is complete until you're happy. With clients like Lincoln Financial Field, Comcast, Chop Roberts, and University of Pennsylvania, you cannot go wrong. For more information and a full list of services, give them a call at 267-534-5198. That's 267-534-5198. Or head to their website, wehatedirtywindows.com. That's wehatedirtywindows.com. Coming up in the second segment, I believe we're going to have Murph joining us because I want to touch on Game 5, NLCS, the Bryce Harper home run that set the world ablaze on fire. And we're going to talk about none other than the 2022 World Series between your Philadelphia Phillies and the Houston Astros. Right here at 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler, this is Bud Light Baseball Brunch. We'll be right back after these messages. And welcome Welcome back here on Bud Light Baseball Brunch on this Thursday evening as we prepare you for the 2022 World Series. And there's no better way of doing it than with my colleague, my fellow broadcaster and Phillies broadcaster. Greg Murphy has joined us from outside a restaurant in downtown Houston. Murph, I appreciate you giving me a few minutes of your time to talk to me about what's going on down there.
Well, I'll tell you what. it's all anyone's talking about. We're just, having dinner over here with the broadcasters, and the waiter jumped in on the conversation, talking about the series and how excited Houston is about everything, and obviously Philadelphia fans excited as well. So it's going to be a great series. I really believe that. I think it's going to be relatively competitive. I think the Phils are well suited to be able to roll with these guys. Certainly Houston's a great team, and we're going to see that. But I think if the Phils play their game, they've got a real chance.
Murph, real quick before we dive into the World Series here and we talk about that, you went viral over the weekend with your video of Scott Fransky and Larry Anderson during the Bedlam at the Bank call when Bryce Harper pretty much put the team on his back and knocked them into the World Series. In that moment, I was lucky to be there for games 3 and 5. In that moment, I still say it to this very moment right now while we're recording this broadcast, I could not believe the fact that Josh Hader was left in the bullpen. Was that something that you guys were talking about amongst the three of you guys and the engineer in the booth? Because I know when that ball went over the wall in left field, I was in complete shock. I was shaking because I couldn't believe the fact that Bob Melvin had that toy and didn't use it in that situation.
Yeah, you know what, Zach? It was really kind of perplexing. I mean, when you have a weapon like that is really designed to get out guys like Bryce Harper, advantage pitcher every time there. And the fact that Bob Melvin didn't go ahead and, he was up, he was warming. We had talked about it on the broadcast. We had mentioned that he had started to throw and was probably starting to throw in case they got to Bryce Harper. And, it's perplexing. And I've been so busy, following this team that I haven't heard. I'm sure Bob Melvin's been asked about it. I haven't heard what he has had to say about it.
Well, he said he wanted to use him for 4 outs. He wanted to use him for 4 outs, and that he wouldn't know if he would have brought him in that instance, because he hasn't pitched a 6-out save in 3 years. Rob Thompson has shown you this postseason. You deploy your weapons when you have to, and then you figure it out later if you need to.
Yeah, it's probably something Bob Melvin's going to have to, answer for a long, long time until they finally get, get their own world championship. It's hard to not look at it as a mistake. I mean, obviously, Bryce could have hit one off a Hader too, but it would have been a lot more of a challenge. Hader's a special kind of pitcher. He's been pitching really well for San Diego. So yeah, to answer your question, very odd that was not a weapon he deployed at that moment. And again, if he had to do it over, I'm sure he would do it differently.
Real quick, biggest home run in Philadelphia Phillies history?
Well, it's certainly one of them. It puts him into the World Series, right? So yeah, I guess, it's hard to think of one that's bigger, going back to 80 and 93. Yeah, what was the best part about it is, Bryce Harper had played so well. He was playing every bit of the guy that you need Bryce Harper to be. And then he has the moment as well on top of it. And it was so awesome to see. I mean, I'm as big a fan as you are, Zach, and when that left the building, that was my video, but it was my hand that you kept seeing in front of the left because I was
like, hey, I know that hand.
Yeah, it was awesome. And Scott's call, who Scott is standing directly across me right now, his call was phenomenal. It'll be remembered for a long, long time. And, really special stuff. At the end of a really special season, hopefully they've got four more in them, and they can cap this thing off, and we're riding down a float on Broad Street in a couple days. I can't even wrap my head around that thought. But let's take one here in Houston. I think that's the key.
So outside of that being the key, splitting in Houston, what are the other keys to this series? We know about this team. This is their fourth time in the World Series over the last 6 years. They've been there. They've done that. They won it in 2017. But their history against NL East opponents in recent times has not been very good. Nationals in 2019, the Braves last year in 2021, and now they get the hot team in the National League are fighting Phils. What are the keys to distinguishing the Astros in this series and keeping them at bay and winning this series in six or seven? I don't see this being a short series, but if the Phillies are going to win this, they're probably going to have to go back to Houston. From my estimation,
no doubt. I don't think this ends. I don't think it ends either way without coming back to Houston, to be honest, because I don't think Houston's going to roll through this Phillies team. I just don't see it, not the way these guys are playing. I think for the Phillies to win, they're going to have to play really clean baseball, which for the most part they have during the postseason. The Astros are a team that's going to make you pay for mistakes, so you can't afford to give them extra outs. You can't afford to make too many mistakes. There's your Scott Fransky right there.
Yeah. Was that Scott saying that?
He said, let's go Phillies.
There, my
all
man.
All anyone wants him to say now is bedlam at the bank, but whatever. But that's the key, I think, Zach. When you're playing a team that's, you know, from top to bottom, maybe a little bit more talented, maybe a little bit more seasoned, in baseball, you certainly can beat that team. I mean, look, the Astros lost, 58 games or 59, whatever they lost this year. You just have to figure out a way to get it done on that given night. And I do think that's the one thing the Phillies are really good at, is kind of separating Monday from Tuesday, Tuesday from Wednesday. If you can do that and just concentrate on nine innings and then just concentrate on one inning and then just concentrate on one out and one, you know, it really is the way Rob has preached, and it's really the only way a team can beat a team that maybe has a little bit more talent than them. Top to bottom, I think Houston's probably more talented, but that doesn't mean a whole lot when you get to this point. Now it's whoever can play the best baseball, and you know, I certainly believe the way the Phillies have gone about their business, they can be that team.
I like the fact that Rob decided to switch Nola and Wheeler, because Nola hasn't pitched since last Wednesday, and Wheeler has, you know, he's been pitching every fourth, you know, every fifth day, like right on schedule.
Yeah,
I like the fact that he's flipping them in the rotation. Other people aren't as sold, but then again, who are we to question Topper? And Topper, we trust. Your thoughts on switching them in the rotation and possibly putting Bryce back in the three spot and JT to clean up behind them, because that team, the Houston Astros, they don't have any lefties in their bullpen.
Yeah. I mean, I think that offensively that second move is really almost a no-brainer at this point. Give Bryce a little bit of protection with JT behind him and then Castellanos behind him. Because they don't have any lefties. So, yeah, I think we'll see that. You know, in terms of the pitching, when I first started hearing the rumblings, I was like, oh, you know, why mess with a good thing, right? You know, send Wheeler out there game once. And but the more you think about it in terms of the rest and you know, what these guys need at this point, you know, Wheeler's been a bit of a horse. So if you can get him that extra day, you know, I think that's pretty important. And Aaron will be well-rested, and you can bet Aaron is going to be chomping at the bit to get back out there as well, because, you know, not only did he pitch really well against the Astros the first time, but he did not pitch as well his last time out. So for those two reasons, you know, Aaron's raring to go. And I have no problem, whether it be Wheels or Nola, you know, in terms of seeing them three times in this series. So, you know, more than likely we would see Nola three times in a seven-game series, which, again, I'm perfectly comfortable with, and I think the Phillies are too.
Did you order your food already?
I did.
You did. Okay. I don't want your food to get any more cold than it probably already is. I want you to give me your prediction for the series. We both have the understanding that we're going back to Houston. But for me, I got Phillies in six. I need you to tell me what you're feeling.
Yeah, you know what? I'll go Phillies in seven. I think this is going to be a drag them out kind of deal. And, you know, if the Phils, again, can play clean baseball, I really believe they win one here. I do. With those two guys out there. And then it becomes, you know, imperative to win one, but hopefully two back in Philadelphia with Ranger, then, you know, probably
Syndergaard.
Yeah, Syndergaard and, you know, Falter,
Nola,
Gibson kind of thing. And then Nola again. So you win two of those, you come back here, you know, Houston's a good team. Wouldn't shock me if they would pull out game six and set up an all-important game seven. So six or seven, I definitely think we come back to Houston. I think both teams are too good to allow anything other than that to happen. So I'm going to say seven. I think it's going to be one of those epic World Series. And why not? Why not finish the season that way? Because I can't think of a better way. Honestly, it'd be so much fun to win in seven games.
Two things, Murph. The Phillies have never won a postseason series in their existence when they lose game one. There's one for you. And the Phillies in their history, now they've only been to playoffs 15 times now, they've never played a game seven.
Yes. Well, that I knew. Yeah. You know.
There's a first time for everything, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they had never clinched a wild card and gone through to the World Series before. And yet here we are. So, as you and I often talk about, it can't happen right up until it does. So, let's win the game one for mental side of things. But
for my mental side of things, no doubt.
I'm okay playing the game seven as long as we win it.
Absolutely. I'm right there with you. Murph, I really appreciate you giving me your time.
Yeah, you got it,
enjoy whatever you order to eat. And I really hope that somewhere down the line here over the next few days, I'm able to score some tickets and I'm able to see you either. Well, it would be Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm not going on Halloween. You know, I got the kids. But if I can find some way on Tuesday or Wednesday, Murph, and I'll see you down there. Look forward to it, man. Have a great time in Houston. Bring us back one of the two, but you know, two would be good, too.
Two would be just fine. That'd be okay. All right, Zach. Hey, always good to talk to you. I appreciate you being flexible, and let's get this thing done. Why not, right?
Absolutely, brother. Go Phils.
All right, bud. I'll talk to you.
You know, bud. All right, that's Phillies broadcaster Greg Murphy joining me here while we record on this Wednesday evening. My co-host, and happy to see him in here. It's always great to see Murph. Being down there, being back part of the team. Remember Murph's story too, as far as how COVID was concerned. Murph was part of the TV broadcast team, and then they eliminated his position because of COVID. Last year, he was doing part time. Pre and post game on the weekends during the 2021 season. This year, he's been privied to do it full time. I'm so excited, so ecstatic for my guy that he's been given this opportunity to go with this team on the World Series down there in Houston to come back and to be living all these great moments. It's incredible. I could not be happier for Murph, and I really appreciate him. Coming on the show, on our show, here tonight. Absolutely. Murph is a true team player. He's the best. And, Murph, really appreciate you, brother. You're the man. But what else is great is the fact that we got to hang out down the Ludlum Bar and Grill in Seattle City, this past July. Man, that La Casa lemonade is delish. If you haven't tried it, if you haven't gotten down there, I don't care if it's October, November, December, February, there's a snowball's chance in hell. Get yourself down there right now and hang out the Ludlum Bar and Grill. It is an awesome spot. The food is great. Everything is fantastic at 4000 Landis Avenue in Seattle City. Yes, it is the old La Casa, hence the La Casa lemonade. Make sure you get down there and check it out. The hotel is open year-round, and all guests enjoy free Wi-Fi, one pre-parking spot per room, and complimentary beach tags are for all registered adults, but that's for next summer, you know, when we get into, you know, Memorial Day weekend next year. You can check them out, though. It's a great spot to stay. LudlamHotel.com. That's Ludlam, L-U-D-L-A-M, hotel.com. Or call them at 609-263-7829. That's 609-263-7829. For all your reservation, dining, or entertainment questions, the Ludlam Bar and Grill and Hotel, your new oasis in Seattle City. In our last segment, I have a sack attack for the ages as I take the secondary ticket market to task right here on Bud Light Baseball Brunch. 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler. We'll be right back after these messages.
Does she love you better than I can? And there's a big black sky over my town.
And welcome back here for our final segment on this Thursday evening for Bud Light Baseball Brunch slash Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio. And without Green Legion Radio, we wouldn't be the Green Legion, right? So you got to make sure you hang out with us during football season, because we still have plenty of football season left to go with your undefeated Philadelphia Eagles. The tailgates, the home tailgates are starting to sell out, and they're selling out fast. Make sure you guys jump in with us, because it's 4 hours, all you can eat, all you can drink for $65. And this isn't just, you know, run-of-the-mill type stuff. This is top shelf, you know, liquor that you're able to drink for 4 hours. Be careful with that, because it can be dangerous. And then you have Bud Light, Michelob Ultra, you name it, it's there. Make sure you hang out with us, because it is a blast. It's a lot of fun going down there for every tailgate, every home tailgate. And then you still have time to join us for Indianapolis, Houston next Thursday night, which just so happens to fall right in between, you know, right in during the World Series, Game 5 and Game 6 down there. And then we have the bus trip up to the Swamp on December 11th. Diaz and I will be running the pregame show on the way up there. Make sure you guys hang out with us. Go to greenlegion.com or call the office at 215-666-5940. That's 215-666-5940, or go to greenlegion.com. All right, I teased it, and I can't do it anymore. Listen, I'm going to put this out here, right now, because as it stands, I am in danger of missing my first Phillies postseason series of my lifetime. Yes, you've heard that right, of my lifetime. The 1993 NLCS, I was there, 7 years old, Game 2 with my dad. 2007, Game 2 with my dad, the NLDS. I was at multiple games in the NLDS. Game 2 of the NLCS in 2008. I went to Game 1 of the World Series in Tampa in 2008. I went to 2 games of the NLDS in 2009. I went to 2 games, I think it was in 2009, NLCS. Yeah, 2 games, Game 3 and 5. I was at Game 4 of the World Series in 2009. I was at Doc's no-hitter in 2010 in Game 1. I was at a couple games in that series. I was at Game 1 of that series, and I went to the NLCS. I was at 2 games of that, Game 2 and Game 6. 2011 NLDS. I was at Games 1 and 5. I was at, you know, the wild card round in St. Louis this year. I was at Game 3 in the NLDS against the Braves. I was at Games 3 and 5 of the NLCS this year. And right now I am in danger of not going to the World Series, because, and I'm going to put this out here right here and right now. I know enough people to where they've been getting these pre-sale emails from the Philadelphia Phillies for the first couple rounds of the playoffs. Why the hell am I not getting these emails? First of all, used to be a season ticket holder through 2019. Also, the last 2 years, I've been buying $50 worth of tickets every single week for this show to give out, and I'm not getting anything. And that's just for this show. And that's 30 shows a year where I'm putting out $50 of my own money to buy a pair of tickets to give away to somebody to hopefully take their son or their daughter or their significant other or their buddy to get drunk and have a good time. I'm putting out my money every single week off of that. And that's not even including the games that I buy for myself to go to with my wife and my kids and my dad and my buddies and all that good stuff. The amount of money that I put out for this team over the course of the years, I should have been getting the pre-sale emails for the first 2 rounds of this postseason to begin with. Second, why are we even getting into the fact of having a lottery for the World Series to begin with? All you're giving is the opportunity for these schmucks out here that haven't gone to games all season long, for them to have the opportunity to buy tickets in a lottery if they get that lucky, for them to sell them on the secondary market for way over the price that is overly necessary for you to sell them for. The fact that there's tickets out there that are for $800, $900, $1,100, $1,200 is complete and utter madness. It needs to stop. Give the opportunity to people that have been putting money in your pockets all season long. When that ballpark wasn't packed up until the NLDS against the Atlanta Braves, we all should have had the opportunity that had the people that were spending the most money all season long, the season ticket holders and the people that have actually been buying individual tickets, they're the ones that are they're putting money in your pockets all year long. And you're just giving these people an opportunity to buy tickets and sell them for four or five times their worth. It's insane. I can't take it. I can't stand it. StubHub and Vivid Seats and all these other ticket outlets, SeatGeeks, you all should be ashamed of yourselves for allowing people to actually take advantage of your websites. And the amount of surcharges that you put on top of what these people want is asinine and insane. And you all should be ashamed of yourselves, from the people that buy the tickets to the people that sell the tickets and the people on these outlets all the time. They're just going to let these people pay, put their tickets out there for as much money as they want. You all should be ashamed of yourselves, because diehard Philadelphia Phillies fans should be at these games, at the ballpark, and supporting this team, because we've been there all year long through the good and the bad, and we deserve to be there. That right there is your sack attack for this show. Now, I'm going to try and get happy once more, because I'll tell you what. I said this at the beginning of the show, how excited I am about this opportunity. Bryce Harper has said it best during his whole entire postseason run. It's all about the opportunity. I appreciate the opportunity. I, as a Philadelphia sports fan and as a Philadelphia Phillies fan, I appreciate this opportunity that's been put in front of us. This right here is a tough baseball team. They're everything that you want a baseball team to be, outside of the cheating scandal 5 years ago, is what this team is, the Astros. They play impeccable defense. They come up with clutch hits. They're quick on the bases. They have great starting pitching. They have a top-notch bullpen. And they have a great manager. I mean, Dusty Baker has been managing for a long time. He's been on the doorstep multiple times. He's been to the World Series multiple times, and he hasn't been able to get over that threshold. And I like Dusty Baker. I've always been a fan of his. San Fran, the Cubs, the Reds, wherever he's been, he's won. And kudos to him. He's a great guy, a great manager. But I can't possibly allow this to happen for him to achieve his first World Series title on my team's watch. This team right here, Quimby asked me last night. He's like, really, like, after we were done the players show, he's like, what makes you think, outside of being a fan, that this team is going to win this series? What makes them better than the Astros? A lot of times in sports, and we've seen it over the years, it's not the best team that wins. It's not the best team. It's a team that's the hottest at the right time. And I understand wholeheartedly right now that Houston hasn't lost this whole postseason. They're 7-0, and we're 9-2. They're just as hot as we are right now. They won 106 games this regular season. We won 87. But sometimes in sports, all it takes is an opportunity. And if you look back that wild card clincher, that Monday night down in Houston, when Dusty Baker started pulling his players from the lineup in the middle of the game as Aaron Nola is throwing a perfect game going into the seventh, and then we win that game and we pop champagne bottles in that visitor's clubhouse. And even before then, when we're charging the mound, around Zach Eflin, when they let us into the playoffs virtually or technically or literally, however you want to look at it, and they put on their scoreboard, congratulations, Philadelphia, they're going to rue the day they allowed us to make the playoffs. They're going to rue the day that they didn't do everything possible to make sure the Milwaukee Brewers made it into the playoffs over us. That's why I'm saying right here, right now, the Philadelphia Phillies are going to win the World Series. They're going to win this in six. And if they thought popping champagne bottles and singing Dancing on My Own was anything, that Monday night at the beginning of October is going to be anything like what we're going to do when we're popping bottles next Friday night in the visitor's clubhouse of Minute Maid Park. I'm telling you right now, you're going to rue the day you let the Philadelphia Phillies make it into the playoffs, Houston, because we're coming for you. You're not even going to see it. It's going to be a great World Series. I'm right there with Murph. It's going to – listen, everybody, take your Tums. Get ready for it over these next over this next week. It's going to take a lot of effort. This team is going to really have to – they're going to have to split down there in Houston. They're going to have to win two or three in Philadelphia, which is very – which should happen. But I'm telling you right now, this team, they're a team of destiny. They're a team of fate. And if you don't believe it after all the things that I listed at the beginning of this show – and you didn't believe it in that moment when Bryce Harper hit that home run, I don't know what to tell you. This team is ready. Rob Thompson, Dave Dombrowski, Sam Fold, you know, John Middleton, this group of players, they're not the best team. Listen, they bring home the third World Series title in Philly's history. They're going to fall behind what 1980 and 2008 were for me as far as talent standpoint is concerned. But I'll tell you this. In my lifetime, this 2022 Phillies, they have the biggest heart I've ever seen out of every version of the Philadelphia Phillies I've ever seen. But we're bringing it home. World Series title number 3, Philadelphia Phillies. Game 6, Minute Maid Park. Let's bring it home. For Super Sam Brady, and Slasher's going to cut this up on Thursday morning for Thursday night show, and my co-host and Phillies broadcaster Greg Murphy for joining me in the second segment tonight. I'm Chris Sack at Green Legion Radio, and I'm signing off this evening, and I'm just saying right here, right now, and I can't wait for it, man. This is awesome. Enjoy it, Philadelphia. Love it. Appreciate it. Embrace the opportunity. And like a 3-1 pitch to Ryan Howard, or shall I say, like a 2-2 pitch to Bryce Harper, this ball's out of here, just like the show is. Everybody, enjoy the World Series. Go Phillies.